Hello?
Hello, Ms. Diaz. This is Roadside. Okay, I got a provider and she says they'll do it for their flat rate of $75.
$75. Why 75? Because when I got the Nissan towed, they were charging me $40. And
See.
then,
Yes, they're coming 14 miles away from the actual place.
But yes, miss. But some wrecker. I was talking to a lady, and they wanted to charge me $40 to take the Nissan all the way to Real Street because the wrecker was 14 miles away. And I told her I'll wait for a wrecker, another wrecker, and then it came out free. They towed my Nissan from 1901 South San Marcos to Commerce, West Commerce, and they didn't charge me nothing.
That was in May. It says here that you only get like one service every 2100 hours.
Yes, but this has been a while already. The wrecker did not bring the car back home. It only took it to the shop. And I waited for a wrecker that wouldn't charge me no 65 or 45 with the first two times that I called. Can I wait and see if someone can help me bring my truck home?
You want to wait?
Yes, miss, I want to wait. I don't want a wrecker to come from far away and charge me that much money.
Okay.
Because more or less, that's what a wrecker, a real wrecker from out here in the world, San Antonio, would charge me.
Okay.
I'd rather wait, miss.
All righty.
So when, do I have to call back again to try to get information on a wrecker, or you can call me back and let me know?
Sorry, you wanted me to call other people to see how much they're going to charge you? Because it's still going to be an
Yes.
out-of-pocket fee.
Why?
Because you're above your limit. Like your
Because I'm what?
service, it said you were above your service limit.
Above?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means you've already used the service once, and now you're
Yes, and
asking
I
for.
got service. Excuse me. Yes, miss. And I understand Fred Loya says I got service for each car that I got insurance on. Each car.
Yeah, it says that you can get reimbursed for the $75 once you let them
I'll
know.
get.
Then you can go call them and let them know about your out-of-pocket fee, and they'll probably consider you for a reimbursement. But for us to help
No,
you, huh?
because I always no, because I always have problems with reimbursement. I don't know what it is about that. I just all the time have problems with that. For them to reimburse my money, oh man, I have to go through a lot and wait a lot for reimbursement. I wouldn't want to do that, please.
Okay, like, because if I call anywhere else, it's still going to be an out-of-pocket fee.
But I'm asking why, because if you look good in my
Yes, ma'am.
policy, each one of my cars has I don't know how you say it, but that's what friend lawyer told me.
Okay, I'm not the insurance person. I'm just the roadside person. I see that all of your cars are insured through that, but as far as the service goes, the only thing I can see is when you had a service issue, and it's telling me here that you've had one already. So if I don't take this one and call someone else, it's still going to be a fee.
Is there any way I can talk to a supervisor or a manager?
Okay.
Because Fred Lawyer tells me one thing and y'all telling me another one, and I'm not sure because I don't work for neither one. May I speak to a manager or a supervisor?
Yes, let me All right, so I have to wait for them to send me something and just hold on for a second for me.
Yes, yes, miss. Hello?
I'm still here.
Yes, hello? Yes, ma'am.
I think I would probably have to refer you to, like, the customer service. But they closed at 5.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's fine, because in the morning I'll go to Fred Loya and ask them what's going on. That they tell me that if the car stays anywhere, just call this number and they'll help me.
Okay.
Thank you, lady.
Mm-hmm. I apologize about that.
Thank you again, Vines.
Bye.